Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday. You did it. It is hump day. You have crested the peak and everything is downhill from here for the rest of the week. And here's what we have on tap for tonight. Chris, we're interviewing somebody today, aren't we? Did I forget about... Oh, tomorrow. Never mind, there are no guests. I probably should check on what we're doing on the show before we begin. So here's what we're doing on the show. We're actually going to discuss these protests you see all the time. All the time there's a new protest about something. There are layers behind it that we all need to be aware of. There are things we can't see, and we're going to discuss those things. In fact, we're going to open up the show discussing those things. So that's going to be part of the show tonight. DHS documents, we dig into those a little bit more, where we're sending all the illegals. Did you know the foreign aid bill includes money for illegals? Gas prices surging again. Why are young girls and young boys racing in opposite directions? All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I get this email too. Great man of wisdom. Come on, Jesse, find some time to take some more calls. Although I'm grateful for your words of wisdom, I'm about to go into caller withdrawal. Your show's the only one I've ever picked up a phone for. Keep up the important work, my brother. We will also take some of those next hour at least. Don't bother calling. Everything's shut down right now. I have many things I want to talk about. But we'll let you have your say at some point in time during the show as well. Now, let's begin here. First, lots of these protests on college campuses, universities, they're beginning to break up. It was news everywhere last night. About the time we were shutting down the show, the NYPD was surrounding Columbia and moving on in to get them out. Here was New York Mayor Eric Adams.
Well, those who broke into the building did include students. It was led by individuals who are not affiliated with the university. They needed...
Remember that. I want you to take that part, and I want you to put it in your back pocket for a minute, okay? We're going to come back to this. Led by individuals not affiliated with the university. We're going to have a discussion about the op that has been run for decades and decades and decades on you, on me, on American citizens. We will come back to that, but I want to focus on this part really quickly here. Democrats have a problem. And you and I have discussed this many times on the show, the tightrope they have to watch. The elite communist scum and the street communist scum work together. You know it. I know it. We talk about it all the time. They provide the legal protection. The street animals provide the violence. Okay, so they work together. The relationship, though, is a tense one. And it always has been a tense relationship. Yes, street communists and elite communists need each other, feed off each other, work together. But it's been uneasy. And here's why it's uneasy. You see, the street animals, they're the true believers, remember. They're true believers. The elites are not. And the elites don't actually want to do lots of the things they have to pretend they want to do. And they understand the street animals have been a problem and are potentially a big problem for them. And so that's why in the end, the elites generally kill the streets. It happened all the time, all over the place in the Soviet Union. Remember when these guys, the Trotsky types, the Lenins, the Stalins, when they finally took over, there were so many factions of true believing communists who didn't think they were going near far enough. No, we have to seize everything. And Lenin said, oh, okay, that's fine. And they just took them out and shot them all. You don't get to create a problem for too long if you're one of the streets. You know what Mao did. We've talked about it before. After he had his cultural revolution, all those college students beating professors to death, beating up his political opponents, hanging everybody, torturing everybody. Well, Mao told them it was time to go. Okay, guys, you did your job. Great work. And remember, these were all true believers. They're whipped up in a frenzy. No, burn it all. More communism. And Mao said, okay, anyway, let's get the military in here. Hey, get these guys out. And they took them out and shot them all. Democrats have a problem. The base of the Democrat Party in this country, I don't care if you're one of the older Democrats who hate listens, it's true, are dirty communists who hate America. Most Democrats hate America. And if you're one of the hate listing Democrats, at your core, you should acknowledge that about yourself. You don't have to be mad at me about that. You know that to be true. You were taught that this place is horrible. It sucks. It's evil. It's racist. Whatever you think. It's a uniquely bad place and it needs to be burnt down or in the very least change completely. That's what you believe. That's what Democrats believe. So the street animals act. But every now and then when you raise a dog to be a fighting dog, I don't know if you know anything about fighting dogs, dog fighting. It's one of the most detestable, gross things out there. It's a really, really gross thing. And I read a book on it recently, but fighting dogs, you know, they have a tendency to turn around and bite the hand that's been training them. We saw the street animals on the campus rise up, and Democrats don't know how to answer.
And then Cook went on the communications with protests and people related to protests. Has the president spoken to Mayor Adams since the NYPD became involved in dealing with them?
No, understand the question. Don't have anything to read out as far as a conversation with the mayor from the president, but I think we've been very, very clear.
I won't go into the rest of her answer. Well, actually, I will play it for you in a moment. But, well, I don't have a readout on that as far as a conversation between Joe Biden and Eric Adams. Yeah, because he didn't call him. Now, why wouldn't he call him? Eric Adams is the mayor of the most important city in the country, a Democrat stronghold. Why would the Democrat mayor not be in touch with the Democrat president? That's a pipeline that's always been available. Joe Biden didn't call him because Joe Biden doesn't want to be involved. How badly does he not want to be involved? Listen to the rest of her answer.
About what we're seeing on the ground. I've been answering these questions for the past couple days. Go ahead.
Thanks. You said the president is monitoring the situation. Is he aware of the reports that a fair number of the people arrested on several campuses?
Yeah, we'll get back to that. I don't know. I don't have a readout on that. They are, headline, Democrats enter panic mode as Gaza protests erupt. What do you do when your own street animals are protesting in your own strongholds? All right, but we're going to move past that, and I want to deal with something else. I'm going to deal with something Eric Adams said.
Those who broke into the building did include students. It was led by individuals who are not affiliated with the university.
We have to talk about what happens in this country, what has happened for decades in this country. We have to discuss the bad actors behind the scenes, not just the animals on the streets, because I'll tell you something. It is the elite communist scum who deserve 99% of your hatred and anger. Yes, the street communists are bad. I understand that. They're young. They're stupid. They're drugged out. Many are paid. We're about to go into that. They're morons. Most of these people. You ever seen the arrest records of these people? You ever go look at a mugshot list of Antifa rioters? It's a who's who of freaks in this society. Purple hair, very clearly on drugs. They're all ugly. You can tell it's just a bunch of freaks. And yes, I'm not telling you they're good people. You put on a mask and a Black Lives Matter shirt and go burn down a Foot Locker, you're an evil piece of trash. And I hope you get thrown in a cage the rest of your life. I'm not telling you to feel some kind of heart-tugging sympathy for the street animals, but most of your hatred should be reserved for the elites because of what they have done and their involvement in all this. And let's dig into their involvement in all this. First, let's do a little analogy here as far as elites and streets go. If you invite me over to your house tonight, let's say it's Little Caesar's Pizza Night. We used to have Little Caesar's Pizza Night when I was a kid. Neighbors who lived across the street, we'd get together. It was one night we'd eat out. We'd all get Little Caesar's pizzas and crazy bread, and it was a great night. It was a great night, Little Caesar's Night. So it's Little Caesar's Night at your house. I'm bringing over the fam. Wife, kids, everything. We're standing in front of your home or your apartment. And I pull my sons in, even though they're well-behaved, polite boys. But I pull them in and I say, boys, when you go in there, trash the place. I want you to break everything you see. If you see something valuable, stuff it in your pocket. Spill your drink on her carpet. I want you to wreck the place. You understand that? And if you do, if you wreck the place, not only will I not punish you, I will protect you from punishment. And if you wreck it good enough, maybe we'll get some ice cream on the way home. And then my sons go into your place and they wreck your place. Now, who's the real bad guy in that situation? Obviously, you want my sons to stop. They have to be stopped. They can't be allowed to just tear your place apart. They can't be allowed to burn the place down. That's bad. They're bad. They should stop. Yes, it's bad, but the real bad guy in that situation is me. Now let's talk about what happens in this country. Why are there always, quote, random protests and riots? Who's behind this? Let's discuss it. Before we discuss that, I wanted to read this. A bit of great news. We read that story yesterday about George Allen Kelly, that Arizona rancher, had to shoot an illegal. There was a trial, and it ended up getting off scot-free, and that's a good thing. And I saw this yesterday, and man, it hit me hard. You know what his quote was? And I, every day I think about this. His quote was this, quote, pillows are more important than money. That's from 75-year-old George Allen Kelly. He just experienced the bedding situation and he was dying to get back to his pillow. That's what my pillow is, the most important thing in the world right now. They're having a $25 extravaganza sale. You want a two-pack of multi-use MyPillows? $25. Don't take it from me. Take it from George Allen Kelly. Do you want the Primo MyPillow? The one with the Giza fabric on it, all the fanciness? $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Look, somebody was about to go to prison and he knew, he found out what was most important in life. Pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Hump day! Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I don't understand why you're so concerned about the Beatle either, Chris. It's really weird. So I need to clarify something that happened during the break. We'll get back to these protests and you know what? No, we'll come back to the Beatle in a little bit. I want to stay on topic. I'm focused today, but Chris.
My focus is just stay focused.
So, these protests, many of them you see around the country, not the current ones. I'm not just talking about them. Forget about what you see on television. There is a bigger story all the time. The story you get on the news, the stories even you get on right-wing media, right-wing radio, whatever it may be, you need to dig deeper. I need to dig deeper. There is a deeper story here. So let's have a discussion. First, we need to discuss China. And this is going to come back to campuses and BLM and Gaza stuff. It's going to come back to everything. We need to discuss China. We need to discuss Eastern views on warfare. I shouldn't just make it Eastern because it makes it sound like Asian people have some uniquely in-depth, exotic view of war that no one else has. But this is most definitely a Chinese thing. You know, all the Sun Tzu stuff, fighting a war, winning a war before you actually have to fight the war. There are many, 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 many different ways of doing warfare. It's not just, well, back in the day, swords and spears and arrows. Today, it's not just missiles and bombs and bullets. I've told you before, Genghis Khan, we've talked about this. Genghis Khan's famous for having one of the greatest, if not the greatest, army of all time. I say it was. But Genghis Khan should be more famous for having maybe the most impressive intelligence service ever. His spies were everywhere. His saboteurs were everywhere. Genghis Khan would have a city at each other's throats before he even showed up outside the walls. They were already fighting with each other. And then they had to pull themselves together and try to fight him. How? Well, realize that China wants to take America down. Now, I need to clarify this. It's not that China wants America to burn. China needs America and Americans to continue buying all the stuff they make. We buy gigantic quantities of cheap-made Chinese crap, and they need us to keep doing that. So it's not that they want us to burn. They just want us lower than them and on a leash. Lower than them and on a leash. They want to be the top dog in the world. Currently, we are the top dog in the world. They want to be number one, and they want to tell us how things are going to go in many different places in the world. So if you're China and that's what you want, how do you do that? I want to take down America, or at least rip the place apart, so I will bring them to their knees, allowing me to stand over the top of them like it's a dome job interview. How can we make this happen? You do this by other means, because the Chinese military is not powerful enough traditionally to take on ours. Even today, they have this huge military, and it is getting more and more advanced, and their Navy is getting better, and it is getting better. But even still, is it a true blue water Navy that can project power all over the planet like ours can? No, it cannot. It's more of a regional force. So China can't just say, hey, it's on, America. It's war time. China has to take us on by other means. Now, as the Soviets found out a long time ago and wrote about extensively, taking on America by, quote, other means is sadly pretty easy. Remember, there are great things and bad things about every single form of government. There really are. Ours, a limited government free market system, it's the best one by a mile if you have the right people for it. You have to have a moral population, as our founders talked about. But if you have the right people for it, that's the best one. Everyone's free. Everyone will be most prosperous. That's the best one. But even that, there are some negatives. You see, the Soviets used to talk about how easy it was to infiltrate America, to infiltrate really all free societies. You want to read a fascinating book on this? Actually, I take it back. It's a very, very boring book. I thought it was very boring, but there's great information in it. It's called Sword and Shield. Sword and Shield. It's a great name for a book. It's all Soviet intelligence, Soviet sabotage, Soviet infiltration of the West by a guy who defected and kind of dumps all their secrets out there. But they talk about it in the book, and you can read about this a million different places. Because we are free, because you're free to be here, I'm free to be here, you're free to say what you want, you're free to go where you want, you're free, obviously with restrictions, to look at the things you want to look at. That's good, right? It makes you free, it makes you prosperous, it makes you more content, it makes you more happy, but it also makes you more vulnerable to foreign infiltration and sabotage. And the Soviets did it, and now the Chinese are doing it. I'll continue to expand on that in a moment. Hang on a second.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on a hump day. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, and iTunes. Back to what we were talking about. We're discussing, why do we see protests pop up, quote, randomly? Why do these things happen so often in America? It's been decades of this. How do they happen so fast? What's behind it? We're discussing what's behind it. So just quick recap, talking about the Soviets and how the Soviets would talk and write extensively about how America's freedom allowed them to infiltrate us easier than we could infiltrate them. If you send an American spy over to the Soviet Union, he can't just drive up to a Soviet military base and bust out pictures and start taking pictures of the front gate. He can't bust out a camera. They're just going to shoot him. They'll pull his fingernails out and find out who he works for and then shoot him in the back of the head and you'll never see him again. Here in America, you can drive up to bases and take pictures from the outside. You probably won't even be questioned about it. They thought that was ludicrous. They thought it was crazy. Okay, so our freedom makes us easier to infiltrate. But it goes beyond pictures of military bases. And this is what you must understand that China has been doing in this country for decades. Decades they have been building up a base of support and focusing on this. They are moving in and moving their people in and starting their own influence operations protected by layers of organization. And I know, don't let your eyes glass over. I'm going to make this as brutally simple as I possibly can. There are a million books on it. If you want more details, go read them. But this is kind of how it works. Let's say my name is Chin. All right, I'm Chinese. I'm a dirty Chinese communist, and I want to burn down America. I work for the government. I've been given $10 billion to what? To attack America in any way I can. Well, I don't take my $10 billion and hire a mercenary army to attack America. Here's what I do. I find a way to get someone I trust into the United States of America. That's very common. In fact, America, because we have this suicide pact with China, will probably invite the person I want into America. They'll invite them into the country. We'll educate them at our most elite university. So NYU, hey, Chin told me to come here. I'm supposed to show up to NYU. And so we'll educate you here. You will show up here. You will learn American ways. You will learn America's economic system, political system. You'll learn because you live here. You'll learn about all the divisions that take place in this country. What are the political divisions? Who hates who? Who's against them? And then you remember, you have a budget and you have a mission. But again, you don't want mercenaries here. So what you will begin to do is you will begin to start organizations, official organizations. And you put whatever label you want on them. You don't show up and start an organization and label it Chin's Communist Organization Designed to Burn Down America. You pick a cause, any cause. We are the Free Puppy Society. Every puppy deserves to be in a loving home. And that's what they do. They put labels on them that you can't argue with. They love doing that. Label something you can't argue with. Only the Free Puppy Society, because they're going to take money directly in from Chin, it's not enough layers of separation. So what the Free Puppy Society becomes, it becomes a parent organization that takes in money and then disperses money, not to one, not to two, but to 20 other organizations that it's that start underneath it. So the Free Puppy Society, this is just the organization that rests on the top. The Free Puppy Society has this society. It's the Chris Society underneath it, and the Jesse Society, and the Michael Society, only they would name it nicer things than that, because who would name anything Chris, right? But they would name something nice underneath it. And then what happens is those organizations themselves, the ones that are several layers removed from dirty commie Chinese chin, those organizations, they begin to hire people who will organize what you see on the news every single day. So the Jesse Foundation, that's right underneath the Free Puppy Society, which is underneath Chin, who's bankrolling the whole thing, me, I'm the Jesse Foundation. I hate America. And I understand it's my job to find like-minded people who also hate America. So I will begin recruiting. I will recruit on college campuses. I will recruit in any young Democrat socialist youth organization. I will find the most radical, committed communist out there. And I will not just, I won't just appeal to their hatred of America. I will appeal to their livelihood. I will say, hey, look, come work for me. I need you to organize people in this country. We will pay you a generous salary. We'll pay your apartment. We'll pay your cell phone for it. You will be taken care of. It's as if you have a full-time legitimate job. And after I take you in and after I pay you, then it will be your job to go where I tell you to go, organize the way I tell you to organize, and set fire to things. So now let's make it about what we're seeing today, because I think it'll help people understand this more. And you should understand this part. Everything I just described about China pertains to other commie billionaires. George Soros, you would know his name, but he's not nearly alone. There are many commie billionaires who do this exact same thing. Start an organization, have organizations under them, find some committed communists who go out and handle the tip of the spear stuff, the leading thing. So I'm part of the Jesse organization. Jesse organization just hired me. They're paying me $2,000 a month. I have an apartment now. I have a cell phone paid by them. And whenever I need to go somewhere, they buy me a plane ticket. So they hire me, and it's my job to go where? I'm going to Colombia today. Colombia, we found out there are there's a lot of tension right now in the country. Because I know this from the Chinese people, from the dirty commies who are here, who are trying to burn down the place. I know the Communist Party of China is paying attention. They've already told me, hey, Jesse, this whole Israel-Gaza thing, that's potential to create more division. So get involved there. So what do I do? Well, I don't just show up on Columbia's campus. I run an operation. First, what do I need? I need other paid actors like me. I don't want to show up by myself. So there will be others because there are many organizations. I get 20, 30, 40 people just like me paid. My bail is paid if I get arrested. Remember, the climate protesters all have bail funds. So I get paid to do this. And then I begin a sophisticated online operation. Did you know? I'm about to tell you something. Wow. Did you know this? I got this from Eric Eggers. He's a wealth of information, by the way. Did you know that Twitter, it's this major social media company if you don't have it. Twitter, I think it's called X now it's called, but whatever. It's huge. It's international and enormous. That because of a crackdown, they had to dig into how many Chinese fake accounts they had. And they had to ban over 170,000 of them already. Now, what does a Chinese bot account do? Well, it's not a real person. It's set up by me. I'm the one who's paid to organize it. And what it does is I have all these fake accounts I put out online creating more and more outrage. Kill all the Jews! Organizing a protest. We're meeting down at the quad at 3 o'clock. Everybody bring your tent. And attacking anyone who opposes me. So keep this in mind when you're arguing with somebody online, if you ever do something stupid like that. there's probably about a 10% chance you're actually arguing with a real person. So much of what you see now is organized and psychological and propaganda, and it's fake. And so we'll dig into that in a little bit more depth here in just a moment. Before we dig into that, another way that it's easy for these people to organize is cell phones. Group text messaging has made this incredibly easy. And now that PureTalk is on the same 5G network as the other companies, even PureTalk customers can organize. So if you'd like to come up with some counter protests or some freedom protests, you can do that thanks to PureTalk, baby. And even though the other guys are having their rent paid for, you will still have more money in your pocket because when you switch to PureTalk, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. My bill got cut in half when I switched from T-Mobile to PureTalk. So pick up your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It's 10 minutes on the phone to switch to a patriotic cell phone company. Why wouldn't you switch? Stop funding Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. These are evil companies. Fund a good one. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. I'll continue this in a moment. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, just discussing how these things pop up. How do these riots and protests pop up all the time? St. George Floyd dies and soon there's a riot in New York City. How does that happen? What's going on here? We're discussing a lot of the influence behind it. Not just the idiots, not just the losers in college showing up to sleep in a tent for a night and scream about killing Jews. We're talking about the real power behind it, the people who you should really hate, who the GOP should really be going after. So let me explain it the best I can this way. This is why you see so much, quote, chaos, violence, and anarchy out there. Let's say something happened, and let's pretend I'm a billionaire. That's a wonderful thing to pretend. We'll pretend I'm a, what, Chris? We're pretending I'm a billionaire. Chris is my accountant or lawyer or something, whatever, doctor, something. Anyway, we're pretending I'm a billionaire and I get word that something's happening I don't like. Red Lobster's going out of business. There's a Red Lobster going out of business. As you know, that's something that would upset me a great deal. And I decide I'm going to stop them. I'm angry about it. I want some people to go down there. Well, how many people can I get that actually care enough about Red Lobster to show up and cause a ruckus in Red Lobster's parking lot? Well, not very many, right? But I don't have to get that many. I have to get a few. So I'll find 3 or 4 guys and I'll pay them to do it. But they need help too. So they will begin running online recruitment operations of various kinds. They'll go into various message rooms and find various dorks and losers out there and invite them down. There will be incentives to come down. Hey, we've got free hot dogs. Hey, they'll use pictures of beautiful women, one of the most effective ways to recruit young men in the history of mankind. Oh, would you like to come down and meet Sarah? She's this dirtball commie. She loves other dirtball commies. And believe me, these are recruiting methods that are done. Money, food, handouts. I begin an online recruiting operation. And soon, the recruiting operation begins to grow all on its own. Because once I've paid 5 people and those 5 people run their propaganda operation to show up down at Red Lobster and protest with me, well, those 5 people have friends too. They have Facebook accounts. They have cell phones. They're texting your buddies. Hey, Bill, are you coming down to Red Lobster? We're going to go down there on Friday. Did you hear? It's free hot dogs and we're going to yell about Red Lobster. Okay, cool. I'll come down there. I love free hot dogs. Hey, Billy. Hey, God. I don't know why they're both named Bill and Billy. Hey, Billy, you want to come down to Red Lobster? I know you haven't had a date in 10 years because you're ugly. There's a pretty girl down there. She's going to want to talk to you. And soon it grows and it grows and it grows and it grows and it grows. And soon you find I have some gigantic demonstration going on in front of Red Lobster. And what most people see, what I see and what you see, is we'll look out the window and we see, oh my gosh, there are so many people angry about Red Lobster. But there really are not. It's just painted rust. You're seeing what they want you to see. You're being deceived at all times by the powers that be, not only in this country, foreign nations like China, foreign dirtballs like George Soros and others. Why is there a new outrage every day, a new protest, a Black Lives Matter, a Save the Earth, everyone should be gay? Why is there a new thing every single day? Because there are so many powerful entities, including governments, including our own, by the way, who are invested in creating this endless chaos, endless outrage. And that brings me to this, to the most important question we talk about all the time when we're discussing these stories. Why? You woke up a couple days ago and they'd actually occupied a building at Columbia University with hostages. Why? And now, obviously, I've played it a couple times. Now we find out most of these people weren't even students
there. Those who broke into the building did include students. It was led by individuals who are not affiliated with the university. They needed, the school needed the NYPD's assistance.
Why? Why do this? Why so many organizations? Organizations designed to create protests, to flood the border with illegals, to push LGBTQ filth in your kids' eyes and ears. Why? Well, it all comes down to what we talk about so much. Burning down the country they hate. For these people, America is the height of all evil. And it has to be removed. It has to be completely destroyed in order to be rebuilt into something else. The average American Democrat is taught from the earliest age that America sucks. That's just how they think. You can see it. You don't even have to take my word for it. Go watch any Democrat in this country campaign. Go find me the patriotic theme. What's the theme of every Democrat campaign you've ever seen in your entire life? Here's what sucks. Here's why it sucks to be you. This sucks. Doesn't it suck to be black? It must suck to be a woman here in this country. It totally sucks here. That's the Democrat Party, the America Sucks Party. And that's why they get so many receptive ears. Just understand, destabilizing institutions in the end is what they want, because the institutions are what the nation rests upon. As we've talked about, a nation, any nation, not just ours, a nation rests on its institutions. The institutions are the pillars that hold a nation up. Education, media, government, religion, entertainment, you name it. These are important institutions that hold a nation up. If you want to bring a nation down, well, you just attack the pillars. Attack the pillars that are holding it up, and then the entire nation crumbles. That's why you see what you see. And that's why you'll see the same faces, if you ever do any reading into it, the same dork who got arrested at some anti-Israel protest at Columbia. Wow, that's weird. He has an arrest record. He also got arrested at Berkeley protesting oil. Oh, look, he got arrested up in Portland. He was vandalizing a pro-life center. This guy, it's like he's a professional protester. Because he is. Now that you know all that, let's discuss the other side of it. Before we discuss the other side of it, let's discuss you and crime. It's encouraged now. It's not allowed. Remember, violent crime is not allowed by the Alvin Braggs of the world. Violent crime is encouraged now. That is what they want. They want people shot and raped and murdered. What are you doing to stop it? You know, our neighbor friends, their daughter went off to college, SEC school. I will not tell you which one. And as she was backing out of her dorm just last weekend or the weekend before, a strange man came right up to her driver's side window and started knocking on her window, trying to get her to roll it down. She refused by the grace of God, sped away. They ended up catching him in the dorm later, trying to hurt women. Get a Byrna pistol in your hands, a Byrna pistol launcher. It's non-lethal. So even that daughter you sent to college can keep it in her car. Shoots pepper balls or tear gas balls It's legal in all 50 states. No permits, no background checks needed. This thing will save your life, man, and the life of the person you love. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse. Go now.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.